as usual. Dennis and I, and then you get the handshake. After you're done, do anything you want. Deal with that. Have you guys walked away with any tidbits so far this morning?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Before I bring my wife back up, let me just share a couple things with you. We're going to be covering the web. I'm going to be covering after Lisa's done the web center information. And I just want to be able to differentiate the two, because a lot of people, prior to coming today, you guys were saying, oh, I sold some web centers, and you know, I sell web centers for a living, and that's what my focus is. No, it's not. Your focus is to set appointments that will eventually lead to a website sale. You guys understand that? What we covered this morning are the features and benefits of the website. The business owners are your potential website customers. You are a web center owner. How many people have web centers? Okay, great, fantastic. How many people don't? For the people who don't, you can get them free in 6 weeks if you go to the August convention, an international convention. Matter of fact, when you buy 3 tickets to the next event for a World Conference, there's like $489 value. The tickets are only, three of them are only $600. So it pretty much pays for itself, and you're getting the web center for free. You only have to activate it with 35. You guys understand that?
Yes.
So it's really, really incredible what you can do with it. I got the clicker right here, honey. Okay, guys? So we're going to be covering the web center this afternoon, which means you guys are the web center owner potential. And for the guests, you're the potential web center owner. As a web center owner, you can set up the website and the demos, right, and the sales appointment with the product specialists or the website specialists, the three tools mentioned to you guys earlier. But that's what we do. We set appointments that will eventually, you know, end up in website sales. If you sell web centers, then what that implies to me is that you're bringing on board business partners who also become web center owners. You guys understand the difference?
Yes.
Don't sell web centers. Okay, I know I'm reviewing one more time. Anyway, I'll bring my wife back up. Thanks.
Okay, so how long are you in business?
10 years.
How many sites have you sold?
Thousands.
Where are your salespeople? Do they fly into your customers?
No.
Where? How do they do the demo? What are they on?
They're
on the phone. Okay. Where are your customers?
Everywhere.
Right. Okay, so we've talked about the basic approach. We've talked about walking into businesses you're already familiar with, people you already know, saying hello, asking how their site's doing, small conversation, right? Letting them know that it's not an area you maybe specialize in, but you're working with a company that can put together an entire package for them to evaluate, at no cost to evaluate, and they can, and we'll have one of our web specialists walk them through it. What period of time should we ask for? How long?
An hour.
Yes, an hour. Because then how long does the demo really take?
30 minutes.
Yeah, about 30 minutes, but we want to have time to close the sale, so we're going to ask for an hour. And we want to make sure we're on time. And what does that mean? On time is?
15 minutes
early, so that when we get there, we don't want to show up at 3, so at 3 o'clock we're going to show up at 2:45. So you're on time. The reason you do that when you're dealing with businesses is that when they see you, they know they'll start closing up their other business so that they can pay attention to what you're offering. If you walk in there at 3 o'clock and the demo is at 3 o'clock, the web specialist is calling at that point. We already want the business owner in front of the computer. So you want them to see you so they can start closing up their other business so they can be ready for that demonstration, okay? Now we're going to talk about getting comfortable with networking. Networking through people who can lead you to people, right? Networking through other business owners. Networking through people that maybe are in sales that know a lot of businesses. What industries do you know of that sell to businesses? What kind of people sell to businesses?
Insurance.
Insurance companies sell to businesses. Start writing your list. This is a new list for you. More possibilities, right? Who else? I heard accountants. Do accountants do business for businesses? Don't they do books for businesses? You think they know a couple of companies that might need websites?
Yeah.
Write down accountants. Who else? What?
Attorney.
Attorney. Yeah, they attorney, right? What kind? Depends on the kind of attorney that does law for businesses, right? What other business? What other salespeople do?
CPA.
Business consultants. Okay, what else?
CPA.
Cleaning companies that are cleaning offices and stuff. The printing. Printing is one of my favorites. Because printing businesses are printing all their promotional materials for the business, and they say, well, what do you want on the material? Well, I want my name, I want this. Well, what's your website address? I don't have one. Yay! You see possibility. Yay! So printing businesses are great. Screen printers, screen printers and all the other ones. Offset printers and stuff like that. They're great for referrals. What other salespeople or people who need bankers? Yeah, why not? Bankers, okay. Ad agencies, absolutely. Ad agencies are awesome for that because they're marketing and helping people with stuff. And the website should be part of the equation. Some of them don't have the divisions for the web solution. Real estate people know a lot of commercial businesses, absolutely. What other people can we talk to? IT consultants, and know what? And even people who do repairs on computers and stuff like that, because people assume that they're computer people, they must know about websites, right? I probably ask them about what kind of sales people are going into businesses. Think about those people, sales people that go into businesses. Pharmaceutical reps are going into businesses. You think you know a couple of doctors? Right? Okay, they have some relationships. What other businesses? What other salespeople?
Telecommunication
people, absolutely. They know some businesses. What else? Travel agencies, do a lot of commercial travels and bookings. Yes, sir? Office machines, absolutely. They're dealing with businesses every day. Business chambers. Now that one's more general. That would be a different category. I'm talking about people who are going into businesses right now. But I happen to like any salesperson. We had a business partner who sold Snap-on tools. And he was in every automotive place there was, right? What about people who sell regular advertising for the local papers, for the Clipper magazines, for any magazine? Write those down. Anyone who sells advertising, you want to get to know them. You really want to get to know them. I'll tell you why. I got a phone call one day. This gentleman left this message. Hello, my name is Ron Wilcox. I'm calling from the Yellow Pages. Blah, 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 blah. Yard leader, then the very visual leader, I said, no, I need to call him back. See, I think every message coming in is a sign of God giving me gifts. So I respond accordingly. So I call him up, I say, hi, you know, I returned your call, how did you find me? He said, well, I just told him I must have seen one of your ads. I said, well, it's highly unlikely, I don't advertise. And he doesn't know who I am. I said, I'm calling from YLW Consulting, is what I told him. So he starts asking me more questions. And I said to him, I start asking him more questions. I was like, well, I don't understand, you didn't find me through an ad. I said, well, tell me what you do. He says, well, I sell advertising for Yellow Pages, we have internet services, we do websites, we do this. I go, really? He says, yeah. I said, tell me more. So he starts telling, I said, tell me about your website. He goes, they S-U something K. And I go, really? Can you spell S-U something K? They really aren't good. Okay. That was his word. I used his word. So he's really saying they're bad. I go, really? Tell me more. And he starts telling me more about stuff. I said, well, I actually work with businesses to help them leverage the internet and leverage their advertising. He sells advertising. So I said, well, I'd love to show you what we have. Now, we have a DVD today that can show them what we have, right? We shared it with you earlier. I show him the solution. He is so blown away. The next day I get a call from him. He's at a limousine company. And he just sold advertising through the internet searches on the listings on the internet. And they needed a website. So Lisa, you need to speak to him. He edified me so much that she's got the best. She's incredible. Blah, blah, blah. I set the appointment. We do the demo. We close the sale. I call up Ron. I go, Ron, I actually would like to give you a referral fee. Thank you for the lead. 2 days later, I get another phone call. Another appointment, landscaping company. Next day, I get another phone call. I go, Ron, we need to meet. He goes, no, too busy. I said, I need to give you a check. I want to give you a referral fee. Thank you for referral. He says, no, not me. I go, no, you really need to sit down with me. You're not getting any more money until you come meet me. And we did finally meet. Still didn't get it. 6 weeks. We sold 9 websites together. Because of a phone call and building relationships with a person who's already walking into these businesses every day. I love salespeople. I love advertising people. I love people that have to go door to door and meet all these businesses. They build relationships, right? Get another call, we had this gentleman in Boston, and he's selling these neighborhood programs. I don't know, like these coupon programs or something like that, discount cards. And it's their employee card. And it turns out that he's in and out of the stores, and one of our business partners talked about the business, wasn't interested, didn't have the finances, I got his ear. I said, don't you deal with businesses? Do you ever ask them if they have a website, if you have to put their information on the employee card? He said, that's what I'm gonna do. I said, this is what I'll do. Larry, the next time you see a business that doesn't have a site, refer them to me. Any sale I make, I'll give you a referral fee. What do you think happened the next day?
Phone
call. Got a call, made an appointment, a Brazilian restaurant just got bought up by another company, sold the site, called up Larry. Larry, congratulations, we made our first sale. He's going, yay, yay. What do you think happens next week?
Another call,
a butcher. Okay, I'm on it. Call him up, make an appointment, do the demo, make a sale. Larry, we sold the next site. Yay. Guess what? Larry's going to be registering his business with referral fees that he got just by referring me to this thing. Wow. Right?
Wow.
You don't know who you're going to meet. Get used to talking to people. Let them know you pay for referrals that work out. This applies to your own business partners in the business. You might have business partners that have no interest in getting a web center solution. They don't want to pay the monthly hosting. They don't and the maintenance fee that we have, which is $35 a month. But they know other businesses, wouldn't you agree? They patronize in places that you don't. So they know people. Well, you tell your business partners for any referral they give you, you'll give them a referral fee. You think you can do that? You think everybody can do that?
Yes.
If you have 10 business partners, I'll put money on, you'll get 50 leads. Do you understand? Everybody can give you some leads. And that's what you're going to do, and you're going to start building this through networking, okay? And it's really that easy, and we're going to show you how to do that. So you decide to make this more serious, you're going to take this on more of a major, you know, learn a little bit more about the industry and get more comfortable with it. So here's what we're going to do. We need to put a list together of business owners that we want to go and speak to, right? The business owners you know, people that you know have a sphere of influence and everything else, and people that will be able to lead you to more people. When you do that, we're going to actually take the strongest relationship first, and we're going to find a way to be able to sometimes meet them off when they're not working. You might know some people that own businesses, and maybe your kids are in sports, and you're at the same sporting events together. You might know somebody. It's really better to catch them not at the busiest time, because we're in the friend-making business, and the people will do business with you if they like you. So you can actually create those relationships when they're not working. So you want to make sure you're going to be able to connect with them, okay? And if they're in business and they're in the top 10, what we'd like you to do is make a point to try to meet them somewhere. Maybe if you know they're at a social event, it's going to be at a party or a barbecue or something, you can do that. If you know they're going to be around, through casual conversation, you're not going to just come up to somebody at a social event, well, how's your website doing? Kind of a little bit inappropriate, you know? You want to be able to just small conversations when it comes around to talking about the business, ask them how their website's doing these days, or ask them a little bit more about their business. Be prepared with some questions. So the point is if I know I'm going to go see Harry, and Harry owns an insurance company, I already know why Harry would benefit from a website, correct? So remember those features and benefits that you already introduced to you? Before you go to any business, and you're taking this more seriously now, this is not a casual as you go, I want you to always have at least 5 reasons why that business would benefit from being online. How many?
5.
And the reason I say 5 is because every reason why will overcome an objection. So you have to be prepared. Here is the best piece of this one. There's a marketing manual we'll review later, and all the codes are in the handout, that is available that overcomes objections and talks about features and benefits. This is in here and all the main ones that you hear all the time already documented. You can even download it for free and print it out yourself, or you can get it in a hard cover for $6 or $5. So it's really worth the investment to have it. You're going to ask computer intelligence questions like this. When the timing is right, you're going to go back to the same statement before. You know, I don't know if you realize it or not, John, but I specialize in helping businesses like yours leverage the internet effectively to increase revenue. You'd like to, and to offer a higher quality of service. Whatever they said, remember we talked about that in the example before, right? Whatever they said they were challenged with. I'd be happy to sit down with you and have one of our web specialists review our solution with you to see how it can be of value to your business. When would you like to get together? Isn't the same thing we were saying before anyway, right? You're just letting them know that yes, I'm working with it. We work with businesses like yours. We can put something together for you to evaluate. How much is it, by the way?
Free.
How much is it?
Free.
Right, it's free. The demo is free. And we're going to ask for how much time? And we want to be able to show it to them over a certain period of time. So now, what if they start giving you objections? Like, you're trying to get the appointment. We're only trying to get the appointment at this point, right? And they say that, you know, they're not interested, whatever the case is. Most people, when they're giving you an objection, depending on what it is, it's actually a buying sign. See, if someone just says no, that's not an objection. But if someone gives you a reason, it can actually be some place to get over that and to still go for the appointment. So we're going to talk about how to do that. Say they give you an objection, like, my friend or family's creating one for me. You know, like, that is the easiest way to get rid of you. In English, it means go away. That's the translation, right? So what you can do is you can say, perfect. Do you remember my great, how I said great to everything? Say, great. Well, this to me is like, great, they'll love this. Because you can actually say, our technology helps web designers in several ways. It's also saving you money and lots of frustration. Here's what I'll do. I'll have that company put together an entire package to evaluate your course or obligation. When would you like to see it? Same idea, isn't it? Other answers. My friend or family is creating one for me. I usually say, oh, is that what they do for a living? Isn't that a better question? My friend or family is doing this. I went to a place, true story, I went to see my dad in Florida, and I went to this bagel place, which is like a catering place too, talking about a website. She said, my daughter's doing it for me. I said, really? I said, is that what she does for a living? She said, well, she's 13. I said, great. Right? I said, you know what? I said, so she said, oh, she's dabbling and she's learning how to do it. I said, wonderful. I said, how long are you in business? She said, 4 years. I'm like, wonderful. And I said, how long has it been since you started it? I said, I'd love to have her look at this with you, to evaluate it, because then what you can do is she can help her get you up online faster, and then you'll be able to maintain it so that she goes on to her other interests. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I wanted her daughter to be there too, because I didn't want to eliminate her. I wanted to say, please come in, she'll love this, right? But I have to tell you the funny story. I wanted to say, well, how long do you intend on being in business? Because that was like you had a 13-year-old planning your business, how nice. But here's the funny part, they went out of business. Not to them, to me it's funny, okay? So they, you know, it's funny where people put their value. I've said to people, how long are you in business? They told me, so how long do you intend to be in business? It's like, well, you know what? The future's on the internet. It's either now or they say that Bill Gates said, you'll either be in business or you'll be out of business these days if you're not online. So which would you prefer? Let's get together on Wednesday. Go for the appointment. If you handle objection, here's a key thing you do. Do not be sarcastic, but answer the question and be sincere, but smile when you answer questions, especially objections, because it can come off as a negative, okay? So, my friend or family is creating for me. My question is, how long has it been? You know, well, I'd love to show you this. Maybe we'll get them online faster. Ask questions. Don't just go for the answer. Ask the question, then answer the question. How much is it? Well, it wouldn't be fair to give you a price without knowing your specific needs. I like to pretty much go after analogies. If I'm talking to a contractor and they go, how much is it? I say, well, how much is it to redo my kitchen? Well, I don't know. I don't know what materials you want, square footage, I don't know. I go, exactly. How can I give you a price without knowing what your needs are? But this is what we'll do. We'll put together an entire package for you to evaluate, no cost or obligation when you need to be. Going back to the same thing, what am I selling?
Appointment.
An appointment. Just selling the appointment. That's all I want to do, right? They say, how much is it? And I say, you know, it's impossible to do a price without knowing what your needs are, but I'll let you know the demonstration is free, and you wouldn't buy at any price if it didn't do what you need. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
So let's get together on Tuesday at 2, and we can share it with you. Is that good?
Yes.
And you're not. You see? Right? If somebody says, well, how much is it? I mean, if you start getting to a point where they just will not let up with it, the answer is, you know what? I mean, I'm telling you, last resort. are set for anywhere between $1,000 to $5,000, and it's really specific to your need for the demonstration is free. Because you know what? If you want to just rule them out, if they're looking for a free site, they're not your customer anyway. But I don't like to give prices because you're never going to win. We had a customer we had an in on. It was a carpet company. And we knew they were looking for stuff. We knew our solution was going to suit their needs. But what ended up happening is we found out the quotes they were getting were in the $20,000 range. So had they said, how much is it? And I said, it's $2,500. You think they would have even thought I had a quality product? They wouldn't have even thought it was a ballpark. You know what? We didn't even give a price. We went in, we did a demo. We did not get the sale, and that's okay. But the idea is they loved the solution. There was just something out there that really was more specific to the industry they were in that they found. But the point is that no matter what I would have said, I would have been wrong because they were looking at these numbers as bad numbers, right? Where if I would have said a low number, they wouldn't have thought it was quality, right? So you want to be careful. We sold a site to an architect company. They're like, how much is it? This architect company, their smallest sale is $10 million. Do you think they're looking for a $1,000 site? They're selling quality, right? They're doing big businesses in Manhattan. They have an image. If I had started $3,000, they would have thought I was garbage. I had to, see? That's a smile, guys. That's like money. Just had to make more money. So you just have to make, you want to do that, okay? Could you send me something? I can do even better than that. We can put together an entire package for you to evaluate, no cost or obligation, whenever you like to see it. Again, right, can you send me something? I tell them, I'm 5'2", I said, I don't fit in the mail. That's what I tell them. I said, but this is what I can do. And I do tell them that, literature has never sold anything for anybody. It's only reinforced the credibility of what we have. So when they say, can you send me something, they're saying, not interested. You need to go for the appointment, okay? Don't get busy doing busy work. It's not going to make you money. I don't see the need. Well, here's what this is. If we can show you a way to improve your business, would you give us an hour of your time? I don't see the need. I had an attorney. I went to go see the attorney, and we got the demo and everything else, and then he said, well, I don't really need this. I said, really? And because it only takes a second to do this, right before I left, I knew I was seeing an attorney, and my nickname was Destiny Daly. As I grew up, I wanted to be an attorney. And I went online, I Googled attorney in New Jersey, NJ. And there were 330,000 links to attorney in New Jersey. Then I Googled lawyer, because you might look up lawyer versus attorney. And another 460,000 links. So when he says, I don't see the need, I pulled out two pages I printed. I said, well, it seems like several hundred thousand people do, and they'll be getting your customers. So, do you understand? So be ready. It's just preparation, right? I don't see the need. Well, you know what? I understand. But right now, your competitors are online. And if you want to be in business, you might need to be there. Just like an 800 number was important years ago to lend credibility. Now people say, what's your website address? They don't even ask for your phone number anymore, right? So you might not see the need, but the truth of the matter is that the industry, we're changing at times, and people see that as a credible business. So there's going to be time you need to be on there. So let's set up a free demo for you to evaluate, no cost or obligation. Is this working for everyone?
Yes.
Okay, so that's really what we want to do. What other things can people say? Give me an objection if you try to get an appointment. Throw it out.
Don't have the money.
I don't have the money. Well, you know what? Then you really need to look at what we have, because if you don't do something, you'll never have the money. Or I don't have the money. Well, you know what? You probably think it's really expensive. If I share with you how it'll actually make me money, we could take the time to evaluate it. I don't have the money. You know what? That's really too bad. I understand that you're advertising, though, and you obviously have a budget. You might want to be able to find a way to leverage that advertising. Let us put together something for you to evaluate, no cost or obligation. What else? We're a small business right now. We don't need it. Would you like to be a big business one day? What else? My business is based on referrals. That's awesome. And when they refer you to people, what kind of business is it? Contractors do a lot of referral bases and stuff. A lot of people do. You know, my business is based on referrals. That's great. But a lot of times, they might get referrals, but would you agree to probably even pre-qualify those people more if they had a site, knowing what you offer? Knowing what you offered is to be able to qualify your time with the people you want to do business with? Or isn't there a lot of things that you do that are redundant, that if you had a site of the information base, you'd probably service your customers even better, so there'll be more referrals? You can go back to that. Okay, one more.
We sell our products on eBay.
Great. I got that one. I was in Hawaii. We had, Yardley and I got married in Hawaii. We had a vow in Hawaii 5 years later. We did say yes, by the way. And I went to Pearl Harbor after I went to Switzerland, all three of three islands. We went to Pearl Harbor and after there was a little flea market there. We were selling them salon with the bathing suit covers. And I was all excited because the prices were great. And I said, wow, this is great for gifts. So I want to give it to people. But I could not pack any more of my luggage because I was paying, I thought it was 45 pounds per bag. They said one bag, 45 pounds. I was in trouble. We were away for a month. Totally in trouble. And I'm like, I'm not paying for this stuff over and over again. So I said, are you online? He said, I'm on eBay. I said, oh, that's great. I said, but then you have to pay every time you make a sale. You pay a percentage of your sale. He said, yes. I said, you know, I work with businesses like yours to help get you an online presence. We, I guess, set up a demo when I get back to the States. He said, absolutely. Sold him a website when we got back home, wrote off Honolulu. Yay! So that's a great one. If you say it's too much of a cost, you really didn't know what it was yet. It's sort of an objection over here. We didn't get into price yet, so you wouldn't know if it was too much. So that's going to be some of the objections. More of them are in that marketing manual. You can learn more about them and you get comfortable. The only reason I actually know the objections is because I talk to a lot of people. So they're usually the same over and over and over again. So you'll get more acclimated to it. You'll expect it. You'll have the answers for it. It won't be a surprise, okay? So here, remember, you're not trying to sell them anything. You just want to give them information and share with them what we have. And sometimes talk to edify them. If they've done something before, say that's great. You obviously looked at something before. You understand that you've considered a site that benefits their company. This is what I'll do. I'd like to still put together an entire web package to evaluate no points or obligation. You say an entire package because we're putting together a 5 to 7 page website for them to look at with their name on it. With already a form in it, map in it, some kind of industry-specific content. So we already putting together not just a page, and then we're showing administration. So we have something to share with them, okay? If you keep asking questions and don't be afraid to move towards the appointment, and you also want to make sure they know that the web specialist will be on the phone, that you will be either present and with them when the web specialist is walking into it, or you'll be on the phone also. They need to be able to be on the internet and on the phone at the same time. This is important. I did a demo for a pizzeria, and they said, can you be on the phone and the internet at the same time? And he said, yes, but what he sure to tell me is that his internet line was his cash line, and was also his merchant account line, so every time they had to deal with a credit card, guess what happened? We got bumped. So you need to know that they could be on the phone and the internet, a dedicated line. And you think, well, wouldn't everybody have a dedicated line today? No, they don't, because there's some areas, we sold the site to a fur company, they still had dial-up because the cable access and satellites weren't even available in the area. So don't assume that they'll have it. You need to find out, you know? Because, look, we lived in no man's land, and we just got cable, and we had satellites on beta tests as far as what I was Cooper, so we couldn't get internet access. It was ridiculous. So don't assume just because someone's in an area that they have it, make sure they can be online and on the internet. And then what you do is move towards the appointment and let them know some other options, okay? Make sure you include a couple of simple closing questions. And this is really going to help increase your odds of closing the sale. You don't want to waste their time, and you can say things like, I don't want to waste your time, I know you don't want to waste mine. That's okay to say this, because if you're talking to the right person, it won't be a big deal. Also, you want to make sure everybody involved in purchasing the site is there. All decision makers need to be present. And this is some of the things that we're going to share with you that can actually slow down your sale. You're so excited about the appointment. Somebody said yes, and you didn't find out if there were any other business partners. If anybody else needed to be there part of that process, you want to do that. So let's go through some statements you can ask. You say, Jim, you know, I don't want to waste your time. I know you don't want to waste mine. I just want to make sure that this time works for you and there'll be a little chance you'll be interrupted. Because we're asking for a blotted period of time, right? So is this going to be a good time for you? Then you want to say, obviously, you're not ready to make any decisions until you know what this is. But if you are interested, who else would need to be there to make any final decisions? Right? Because you don't want to have to put you in a position that you have to explain any technical concepts to anybody without our web specialist there. So we want to make sure everybody can be present. Right? Here's, if you think of it logically, are any of you doing the demonstration yourself? No. Who's doing it? The web specialist, right? Who's doing it?
Web specialist.
Right, the web specialist. So if I'm telling you, you're sitting in a training all day today, and I'm saying, I don't want you to do the demo, you're too new, I don't want you to have to feel like you don't have the answers, let a web specialist do it for you, would you want that business owner to sell it to their business partner when they need to go to training? Doesn't even make sense. You don't want them to sell your product for you, right? Yeah. So always think of it like that. I want everybody there who's going to say yes. Who signed the check? Are you able to sign the check? Does anybody else need to be there? We want to make sure they're all there. The reason I'm putting emphasis on this is our MA web specialist will literally close 48.9% of the sales. That's huge because of the relationships and everything else. There's a challenge. Sometimes they don't get closed the first time or the second time. Sometimes they don't get closed at all because the appointment you got that you were so happy about wasn't the owner. It was a manager or somebody who acted as if they were important but really weren't the decision makers. Okay? So you need to qualify to make sure you're talking to the right people so our odds of closing the sales will go up. Okay? So you want to make sure you do that. Once you book the appointment with the web specialist, we'll go over that in a second. We'll tell you how to do that. Now, let's talk about the non-business owners. We talked about relationships, like you're going to go talk to someone who is a business owner, and you know at least five reasons why they should be online ahead of time, right? How their business will benefit. I encourage everybody, if you're going after a certain industry that you're familiar with, maybe you're an engineer and you want to go after engineers, you know, companies. Maybe you're a plumber and you want to go after plumbers. Maybe you've done construction in your house, you've dealt with contractors, you want to go after the contracting industry. Maybe you have a pool and you want to do a pool, so maybe you just want to go after pool companies. Maybe you want to go after restaurants because you understand the industry. Create at least three industries that you can get excited about, that you want to go after, and make sure you have 5 to 10 reasons why they'll benefit from the internet. You will find you'll get more and more appointments when you start going after the same industry the same day, and you're going after the same people, because you're going to start using a whole different terminology that they'll relate to. Okay? Give you an idea. Automotive people. Where do you think they make their money? Well, of course, customers. But what kind of service do you think they need to do to make the most money? Okay, everybody's saying repairs. That's not correct.
Maintenance.
Their money, their margins are better for maintenance than repairs. If you hear auto repair, you think it is. But if you actually spoke to enough auto repair people, and you talked about the business and said, well, what actual services do you supply that give you the best margins? Or what are you trying to work for? And stuff like that. You'll find out what's important to them. So if I go to an auto repair guy, I'm not talking about auto repairs. I'm talking about how to get more customers back for servicing, for maintenance. I know where their bread and butter is. Right? So once you understand the industry, you'll speak a different language. So you want to, if you know an industry, write down at least three industries you want to go after and have 5 to 10 reasons why they'll benefit from being online. Think of it as, if I own the business, how will this benefit me? And if I was a customer, what would I want to know about this business online? If I was buying, what would help me buy from them? That's how you're going to be effective. Here's the bottom line. You help them make money, you'll always make money. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Do the due diligence to learn about their business. And then you'll speak a different language. We've sold so many pool companies. Why? The first sale we ever did was to a pool company. It was because they put in my pool. Right? So I already knew the industry. I knew all the challenges. I knew all the other stuff I wanted to know. I knew all the research I did, what I would have liked to have seen on the internet, right? So I knew the industry. Do you think it was easy for me to talk to the next pool company?
Yes.
Or the next one after that? Because I knew how many quotes they went on where people couldn't even afford it, or they were looking for something specific, or the time wasn't right, or they could have showed pictures online just showing before and after. They could have spent so much time, not wasting the time, driving hours to each person that didn't even have the funds to be buying those tools. Right? But if you don't know the industry, it's harder to do that. We sold several insurance companies. Why? Because we sold such an insurance company. We understood what their needs were. And then before you knew it, we sold to all their competitors, too. Right? So it's really great when you start learning the industry. With the non-business owners who can lead you to people, you want them to meet you for coffee or for lunch or whatever. I personally don't like to meet people for lunch and dinner unless they're friends. I don't like to waste time. If I'm doing networking, I'm doing networking. I don't need to eat. I have a hard time eating and speaking. So I'd rather just meet for coffee or tea or whatever the case is. but it all boiled down to relationships. I spend time with them, chatting with them about what they do. Spend the time also to see how you can help them. If you start networking with people and you make it reciprocatory, you're going to find you're going to build so much faster. Can everybody stand up for 1 second? Can everybody be back? Take a deep breath. I know. Okay, I need you back. I need you to sit up straight. I need you to take a deep breath. And I need you to start taking this in. Okay. Okay, I need you to, I have a lot to cover. I can't use you. So we'll take you to sit down. Thank you. Okay, so you're talking about networking. You might turn around saying, you spent some time saying, you know, Frank, I know you know a lot of people. I know a lot of people have probably helped you. I want to share with you what I'm doing and we can help each other. That's what it's about in mind. Build a relationship with them. It's called networking. It's not never getting out of your house, never doing anything. That sitting is called networking. You need to talk to people. Non-business owners can also be through other associations that I meet, like the Women's Club or other things. It might be a Chamber of Commerce meeting that other business owners that go to them. There might be other networking meetings in the area that you might want to leverage. Asking referrals and then always drop names. Dropping names is key. By saying hi, make a point, say hi, Lisa. I'm not sure if Frank might mention to you that I'd be getting in touch with you, but I spoke to him the other day and he told me that I might be able to help your business. When can we get together and like find out more about your company and see if we can help you? Right? You drop a name. I like dropping names. It's an easy way to get in. This is what do you do? When you say what do? You need to have an answer to what you do. Now, it's not what you do with makeup, not what you do with Market America and Unfranchised. You need a different answer of what is it and what you do when you're selling websites. You're a website consultant. What else do you do? So if I said, what do you do? I could show you how to market them so the answer, Peter. I provide internet solutions for businesses just like yours. Anybody else? Awesome. Anybody else? I help business owners such as yourself to help you leverage the business effectively. Here's some other answers. I help businesses do that. My firm works with businesses to market themselves effectively through the internet. My help business helps cut advertising costs to make money on leveraging the internet. I myself like to use the advertising part because I go after a lot of people who advertise. I know if a business is spending money and they're putting money in ads or putting money in promotions, that means they have a market, they have a fund that can be partially ours. So I like to ask people spending money. So I help people leverage their advertising dollars to get an online presence. So I'm all about leveraging their advertising dollars to get an online presence. So the answers are endless. They can be anything that's comfortable for you, but it has to create curiosity and also let them know what you do and let them know there's something in it for them. So you're going to say, I help businesses leverage their advertising online to know any business is looking to make more money on the internet. Ask for the referral, right? If you're looking to increase your business online, do you have an online presence? Or do you have a website online? How's it doing? That kind of thing, okay? When the time is right, to make sure that they know that you're going to be having an appointment. Open-ended questions are great. You're saying to them, you're asking them how things are going, you're finding out a little bit about them, not yes or no questions. It's not, you have something, yes, you're not. Asking, well, what is the effect of it? What are you looking to do? How are you looking to leverage your business? Asking questions, probing questions. When the scenario is right, you need to go back to the same thing to make sure that we're going to set the appointment and all the decision makers have to be present. It's a firm appointment. A lot of times people are going to tell you, and I've actually seen it very often, they'll say, oh, I'm around all day. Come by anytime. That's not a firm appointment. A firm appointment lets them know you're going to go back to your office. My office is at my home, but they don't need to know it's my home because they have a small business. And I'm not a small business because how many employees do I have? That's not a big business. So I tell them I'm going back to my office. I don't say my home. So I let them know that we, and who are we? Now, we're MA Web Centers on this one, guys. Who are we?
MA Web Centers.
We're MA Web Centers, and we are going to be putting together an entire web package for them to evaluate. How many pages is that on average? 5 to 7 pages. We're going to be an entire web package for them to evaluate, no cost or obligation, right? And we are going to have who show it to them? So a specialist. So what they're seeing is, I'm involving a lot of people. This is an important appointment, don't you agree? So you want to do that. So you say, oh, I'm just going to come by? It's not a firm appointment. They might just, oh, I just have run out. You know, it's not firm. You want to make it firm. And you don't want them to waste your time. So we're going to do a role playing with it after when we combine the 3-foot rule. Let's talk about the 3-foot rule now. So basic approach, everywhere you go, what you do, you start talking to people, right? Networking to people who already know other businesses or businesses you know or people who can make new people, networking. Networking is also great if you start making it referrals. One of the companies we sold a site to, Coffee and Caterers, well, you know, what do you think some of the biggest customers are? Caterers. Like they're actually like a big deli caterer. Businesses, right? Do you know that like 25% of the business comes from pharmaceutical reps? Do you think these pharmaceutical reps know people?
Yes.
Do you think that they want to be able to network with other people who know pharmaceutical reps?
Yes.
Right? Well, see, what happened is it turned out that all these businesses I found, did you know that every business owner knows at least one other business owner?
Yes.
Yeah. Really? Right? So you can network through people. Well, it turned out that we ended up selling a site to the college and caterers who was referred to us through the insurance company because they just happened to be friends. Sold the site to the insurance company and we were done. I said, who else do you know would benefit from our solution? He said, oh, my friend Ralph down the block. I said, okay, can you call Ralph? And I stood there. So Michael called Ralph and goes, Ralph, I got my website girl here. I went from a woman to a girl overnight, and I'm okay with it. So yeah, so I said, my website girl's here. I was like, great. So he said, well, I'm going to send her over. I wanted him to introduce me. It's warm, you see. He already chose our services, so that makes us quality. He's referring me, so don't you have a better odds of getting in there and selling this? We get the appointment with Ralph, we close the website sale, and I said, Ralph, by the way, do you know anybody else who benefit from our solution? Well, it turns out he's in a networking meeting every month, and they have to exchange cards and give other people leads every month. Like you have to come in with at least 2 leads for one of the other businesses in your network every month. So he's always looking for leads for other people, right? And they're looking for leads for him. They're reciprocating. So it turns out that he gives us a call, and he puts me a call, and he says, this company, they're a Greek restaurant. They need a website. I said, thanks, Ralph, because I got a referral, right? Because they know I'm going to be calling. He said, well, I mentioned your name. I said, wonderful. I call him up. I say, hi, Ralph referred me to you. I'm going to set up a free demo. Well, I ended up doing the demonstration. I have to let you know I did not sell the website the first time. So what happened is I happened to be in New Jersey. I have a half-hour rule. If it's within a half hour, I'm on site. I'm driving to the customer. If it's over a half hour, I have to think about it. Because I live in no man's land. It takes me 15 minutes to get to a main road. So I need to know 45 minutes is a normal ride or something. Well, this demonstration, I live in Jersey. This demonstration was in Long Island where I came from. So that's where I moved from. So I turned out, that's an hour and a half ride. I'm not going an hour and a half. I'm sorry. Even for that. So I said, unless I have other appointments. So I did it online. I did not sell the site. Well, I'm in Long Island. And I decide, you know what, I'm in the area, let me go visit them. And I'm picturing Greek restaurant. What do you see when you see Greek restaurants? What? Pyramids and what? So, I mean, I don't know, does anybody in here have an imagination where anybody to describe something to you always think it's beautiful?
Acropolis.
What? Acropolis. Like columns and Gothic, right? They're really cool. Well, I go up to the place, and I gotta say, you tell me you have a new house, 4 bedrooms, I don't know, I'm picturing 5 to 10,000 square feet. It's just the way I think, big, right? So I'm always picturing beautiful whenever I see stuff. So I'm over there, and I drive up, and I go up to a strip mall. I'm like, oh. And then I go in, and I get into the place, and I walk in, and I'm like, oh. It was a converted pizzeria. They didn't have the money, and then they made it into a Greek restaurant. I'm like, oh. I was going for $2,500, and they were not biting at $2,500. I walked in there, and I said, I know why I didn't get this. They were not a $2,500 customer. They were a $1,500 customer. But I didn't know this because I was on the phone, and I couldn't see them. Well, I did some maneuvering, made some deals. Are you part of an association? Can I get you a discount? How can we do this? What do you need? What don't you need? We found a way to be able to get them in a website for $1,500, and I closed the sale. But the point I'm making, it was a referral, but I still didn't get it just because it was a referral. I still need to know the market, right?
Yes.
Also, that whole scenario that happened to me is what happens to your web specialist. You are now getting into the 3-foot rule where you're going to gain more sales. You need to be prepared to understand this is now a business. This is serious. You need to be a little bit more educated. The web specialist cannot see your customer. They have no idea what their face looks like, how affluent they are, how not affluent they are. They have no idea who they are. Just like I envision beautiful Greek restaurant. Like I'm envisioning Tyson. I don't know. I'm envisioning millions of dollars. I don't know. Everything I always envision is millions of dollars. So I figured that must be too. You know? And it wasn't. So why I'm telling you that is that web specialist on the phone with your customer can't see your customer. So you're their eyes. You're going to be making good notes for them so that they know who they're talking to. Like this business on, oh my, you know, they're like very high-end, has the Maserati, right? You know, like likes nice things, looking for quality, you know what I'm saying? Or this business on is real new, they really don't have the funds, they just want to get into something. We can see the difference in who we're dealing with, would you agree?
Yes.
That's what we need to do, okay? So the networking, you're going to network through people, it's not only the guarantee when you get the sale, but the probability is your odds are going to increase greatly just because of the relationship. Let's talk about 3-foot rule. Everywhere you go. This is my favorite thing. I like cold calling because that's actually how I built the business. How I built my own franchise business, which people I didn't know, is how I built the website business, so this is my favorite part. And then it became a lot of referrals and networking and stuff like that through that. So in conversations, finding out what people do, asking, you know, just be friendly. If you're in areas, talk to the business owner, you know, how long have you been around, asking them questions. During the lunch, instead of eating through lunch, why don't you go ahead and go out to lunch and go to some of the local businesses in the area and start meeting some of the business owners, right? Finding the opportunity to walk in and say hello and meet your part. You might be able to ask them, how long are you in the area? How's business doing? Do not act like a customer if you're walking into a business to solicit them. If you're walking into a business to sell them an appointment to see our solution, do not make believe you're a customer and then turn around and try to sell them something. Okay? It will not go over very well. So if you're going to go in there and you're buying something, that's one thing, and then you bring up the solution and you offer the demonstration, ask them how their site's doing, let them know you work with companies like them to help them get online, like set up a free demo. That's one thing. Don't make me do shopping and ask all these questions and all of a sudden turn around and try to count them and sell. Okay? Make sense?
Yeah.
Really important. Not a way to win friends and influence people. Visit the Chamber of Commerce. Get to know other people. Let them know what you're doing in the area. I have to tell you another great resource to use, graphic artists. Graphic artists are great leads for future business partners and also incredible leads. Certain in local paper for graphic artists, I decided to call them. At the time, we didn't have our design services that we have now, and I was trying to learn how to do graphic stuff, learning Adobe Photoshop. Remember I told you that $1 an hour? Yeah, Gary and I did a lot of stupid stuff. So what happened is we're going to classes at Adobe, we're trying to do HTML, we're going to learn everything, we're going to do everything wrong. We don't need to do any of that stuff. But we even have graphic piece. What I realized, as much as I'm graphically inclined, I'm really not a graphic artist. So I stood in air for a graphic artist and I called him up. I said, I'd like to sit down with you and see what you do. Maybe we can work together. Turns out I showed him our solution. He is blown away. Totally blown away. He was using Greenweaver. He had to buy an e-commerce solution for a customer who had one product, less than $400 for e-commerce solution, and the only way this company responded to him was via email. So he took him a month to set it up, the shopping cart, because they couldn't get back to him with the right answers. I showed him an all-in-one, totally excited about it. He goes, I need to show this to my wife. His wife was an attorney. I thought he was going to sue me. I didn't know why they were saying it. No, this is incredible. He was so excited. Well, he didn't end up doing graphic work for me. He became my business partner. He now sells the website solution. And matter of fact, he wasn't even charging enough, so I put Fred and had him get a raise. So now he doesn't have to do any more consulting work. This is all he does. Isn't that cool? So he became a partner as well. So graphic artists are also a great resource for it. And every sale he makes, I make it too, don't I? Because don't I get 100% of everything he does?
Yes.
I don't make his retail profit, but I get all that BV, so I'm happy. Every time he makes a sale, I'm like, yay! Right? And therefore, I bring him too. So you want to go around and see who can meet the people. The best way to do it, going into places you're already shopping, you're doing things, bring up the business, okay? You run out of places, find anybody who's advertising. Anybody who's advertising, check them out, see if they have a website, check them out online. I'll give you some resources that aren't in your notes, so be ready to take some notes in a minute. Use your phone, the internet. You might want to go to places like the Super Pages. You might want to go to places like the Yellow Pages. You might want to Google an industry. You might want to Google an industry that, all printers and stuff. And then start going after printers. You might see their name listed, but there's no website on it to them. They might be in the White Pages, but they don't have a website online. Okay? You might find them there. You could pick up the phone and call them. I like to use the phone versus walking into businesses. If you're not comfortable on the phone, they'll walk into businesses. Because on the phone, you're going to have to be even better than you are in person. Because you need to have good communication skills. So you might need to practice. I'm going to encourage you, if you're not comfortable, and a lot of people we've talked to already this weekend, I know you're not really comfortable in the sales arena, what you need to do is you might go with a partner. Go with somebody else. So that way you have somebody to reinforce you and kind of help you along, and then you work as a team, okay? So if you don't feel comfortable, have somebody go with you. It's always more fun anyway when you have somebody with you anyway. So you can do that. So you're going to pick up the phone and talk to people. Here's some of the things we're going to do. While you're in the process, you're going to actually find out what their pain is, you're going to find out if they need a solution, and you're going to also get that firm appointment. They need to have the internet access, be on the phone, right? All the decision makers need to be present, and they need to know that they're going to be calling them. You might be present or on the phone, however you want to do it. Correct? Okay. Okay. Let's say that you don't know the person. You find all this information, you find these businesses online, you want to go after them. How many people would like a shortcut to find a business on the thing? Okay. Some of you don't. I just found out this afternoon that some people here do not speak English, so I apologize, and I really appreciate you being here to support your team, so I actually didn't know that you didn't understand, so I found that out. I think it's incredible. I went to my first Chinese district, and I sat there the whole time, and I did this, and I don't understand. At the end of the day, I go, honey, I think I understand Chinese. Because I need a plan, so I was getting something. It was very interesting. So what you do is you pick up the phone. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Let me just give you a guideline. How many people here work for someone? Okay. Now I'm going to ask you, if you actually put down that you were doing this, you wanted to make over $20,000 a year, raise your hands again. And keep your hands raised if you work for someone. Okay. Let me just talk to everybody about time management. I'm going to tell you how everybody's going to do this seriously. Isn't it true that if you were to go to work and you didn't show up, they'd fire you eventually?
Yes.
Okay, right?
Yes.
But unfortunately, with this, no one fires you. So if you don't show up, you don't get fired. So here's how I'm going to tell you how to be accountable to make this work for you. You're going to start scheduling time, like you schedule time to do your MA business, you're going to schedule time to do your web center business, okay? You're going to put it in your calendar. So if tomorrow at lunchtime is your time to pick up the phone and call businesses, it's in your calendar that you're making phone calls Monday at noon. If your time is that you go out and see businesses, you're going to put in your calendar going to stores, right? Then what you're going to do, and this is something I'm not joking, I'm very serious about it, I went through a lot of sales training, you're going to actually put in your calendar the time you envision you're going to be having your website demos with your customers. So I want you to actually make 3 fake appointments in your calendar and put 3 names of businesses that you'll recognize. Let me explain why. I started out in sales. We didn't have computers when I was selling. And what we used to do is we had a little appointment book. We had our Franklin planner. And I used to walk out, and I'd go to set up an appointment, and I'd say, oh, is it Ben? Ben? You know, yes, they will, you know, I'll be available on Wednesday. Now, if I opened my calendar, and I had a whole open book, just like the gentleman was saying that he was busy, you would think I wasn't much of a commodity. I wasn't doing very well. So we used to fill our book up with fake appointments. That we knew the name. Like if I put ABC Company or, you know, Expertise Company, there's that. Expertise Company, whatever I put down. So I had all these appointments all over my book. So I opened that book, I look so busy. And I turn around and I say, well, how about Tuesday? And he said, this is not no good, Wednesday. Wednesday 4, oh, I already have an appointment at 4. And I go, oh, I think I can move that. Of course I can move it, I made it up. Actually, it's almost like willing the appointment, like you're planning the appointment anyway. Put it down as if you're going to have it, and then make it a real one. Okay? Put it down like almost like you know the secret, like you want to will that you have an appointment, until you don't have to make them up anymore, until they're real appointments. So if you know you're going to put 10 hours a week into this, and that's your goal, you need to know that you have 10 hours booked out. Now I'm going to tell you how many appointments you need, and you need to write this down. For those people that want to make one sale a month, you need to have one appointment a week. You need to have 4 appointments a month. You want to make one sale a month, I want you to do a 25% split ratio. You're going to have 4 appointments. Okay? You want to make 2 sales a month, you need 8 appointments a month. 2 a week. Okay? Just do the math. How many appointments you have, how many sales you want to make, I want you to times it by 4 and then have an appointment. Why? Because not every sale is closed on your first appointment, right? And then some of them that I need to get a follow-up. Now they have a 48.9% closing ratio, but you know what? You might not qualify them as good. So I'm making believe that you're not doing a great job yet, but I know you're going to be better. So if I give you a number that is very, very modest, you'll hit it and you'll pass your goal. Okay? So if you need to be making one appointment a week and you close one a month, what happens if you close 2? Are you going to be angry at me?
No.
You're going to say, great, thank you, right? So my goal is for you to close more, but I want to give you a realistic number to go for. So if you knew that you had to have 2 appointments a week set in your calendar, you're going to make time for those appointments, right? Put them in your calendar and make sure that's what you're doing. That's your goal. You need to get 2 appointments this week so you can hit your goal of selling 2 websites this month, correct? So that's what I want you to do on the time. Schedule it into your calendar and make sure you're there. Now I'm going to go ahead and do some research. Let me explain to you about research. Any training is considered off-peak, meaning in sales, we never, ever, ever do things that do not require speaking to someone in business hours. So if I want to go research something, do you know what time I do it? Very late at night or very early in the morning. I do not talk to anybody, I do not waste my time on the computer studying or researching while I'd be talking to a business owner. That's just silly. It's prime time. You live off-peak. Off-peak means you do all the research off-peak. This is what you're going to do off-peak. Off-peak, you're going to go ahead and in the Google, you're going to put down the phone number of the business to see if anything comes up on the internet. You're going to go ahead and put the business name and see if they come up on the internet. Because just because they don't have a website on their ad doesn't mean they don't have a website. Okay, so you're going to go do that off-peak. Off-peak, you're going to go to the Better Business Bureau, the BBB.com, and you're going to put the business name or the phone number in, and you're going to get the owner of the, you're going to get the business owner's name. So that way, you don't have to call up and say, well, who do I speak to about your advertisement? Who's the owner? Would that be you? You don't have to do that because you already know John Smith is the owner. So if you can put their phone number in, you might see press releases on them, you might find different things, you'll find the owner's name. So you don't have to take that extra step. But when do you do that? Off-peak. Off-peak, okay? That's when you do that, when you can't be talking to the business owner about what you're offering, okay? So you want to do that. And you're going to be able to pick up the phone. My goal for everybody is to actually have at least 100 leads. When they start doing this seriously for cold calling. 100 leads. Why? Because I don't want you to give up at 20. I want you to know there's so many more opportunities out there. So I want you to create a lot of possibilities, okay? So you need to pick up the phone, you share with them. Here's some other ways you can do it. You tie it up, make sure it's a firm appointment. And then also show that the relationships you build with them will make us close it faster. Say you made an appointment with somebody. You have this woman, Roberta, she's a project manager, got laid off. from her job, and she used the websites, but she actually supported her. She had three kids, and she really couldn't work normal hours because she was trying to take care of the kids and trying to find a job and then do this. Turned out she was making appointments with these business owners, and after 3 o'clock, she didn't have anybody to take care of the kids, so she'd make the appointments, but she couldn't be on site. So what she did is she actually made the appointment, and then in between the time of the appointment, when the kids went to school, would go down to the business, introduce herself, and say, "Hi, my name is Roberta. I'm really looking forward to showing you what we have on Thursday at 6 o'clock. I just wanted to say hello and let you know we'll be calling you. Wanted to make sure your business partner will be available, and we'll be setting up the demo." That little extra step, they saw a real person, there was somebody connected to it, helped the closing ratio go up. Okay? So she was able to actually support herself through the unemployment and all the other stuff because of the website solutions. This is huge for people, okay? So treat every challenge as a learning experience, build relationships with people, find creative ways to help yourself achieve the dream. And what we want to do is, I'm going to actually do one more thing for you before we do the role play. I want you to write this down. If you want to do cold calling, how would you like to have 99% of the people call you back? I'll talk to people who want to know. Okay. Here's what you're going to do. When you call up a business, if they are not there, you are just going to say your name and your phone number. You don't say why you're calling, don't say anything else. Just, "Hello, my name is Lisa Lee Lin Wang. My number is 973-208-7740. Then say it again even slower, as if you're writing it down. Because if they get frustrated trying to hear that message, by the time they call you back, they won't be happy. You need them happy. And here's what you're going to do. It's same as if we're to call. Now, make believe I'm calling. You're 99% of people call you back. Why? They don't know their spell. Here's the important thing. When you leave your phone number, it has to be a phone number you can control, that you can answer, not the kids or somebody else. And it has to be a way you can answer professionally. It shouldn't be a recording. We do websites, push one. We do makeup, push two. We do connectors, push three. Nothing like that. It should be generic. Any of our phones, our office phones, our cell phones, is either a name or our phone number. Our office number is just, you've reached 973-208. It's just our phone number. Sorry, no difference. Because they don't know what they're calling then. See, I don't know what I do for a living until I know what they do for a living. So sometimes I don't know what I do. So I don't want them to know what I'm trying to figure it out. So you need to be prepared to do that. The other thing is, here's what you can do. When you call up businesses, because I asked you to research to see if they have a site online, you're not going to lie on this one. This is how you say it. You turn around, you call up a business, especially if you see they advertise, you say, "Hello. You know, I'd like to, who do I speak to about your app?" Say the word hello. Hello. Who do I speak to about your advertising? And you might want to write this down. That's usually the owner, would that be you? I always say, that's usually the owner, would that be you? Why? Because I want to just make sure I'm talking to the right person immediately, right? And I'm being nice because I'm assuming everybody I talk to could be the owner. You never know. And say, the reason I'm calling is, and I'll let you listen once, and if you want, I'll say it again. The reason I'm calling is, I was looking for your company on the internet, and I couldn't find it. But didn't I tell you to search it? It took all of 30 seconds. I was looking for your company on the internet. I couldn't find it. We work with companies like yours to help you leverage your advertising. That's all it is. And then I go back to the same thing we did before. We'd like to take the time to put an entire web package together for your value and report your obligation. And go back to the same thing we talked about before. I'll say it one more time. I say hello. You know, who do I speak to about your advertising? That's usually the owner, would that be you? Okay, the reason I'm calling is I was looking for your business on the internet, I couldn't find it. I wanted to know if you took the time to put something together, would you evaluate it to help leverage your advertising dollars? Or however it is like that. Okay? It is incredible, I'll tell you why. They are being solicited by about 20 people a day trying to sell a website. If they're already advertising, if you're even advertising, they'll take your call because they think you might be a company they're advertising with. And you'll get there faster. I called up the business one day, and you don't know who you're talking to, so please be nice to everybody. I called up the business, I started advertising a local paper for a cabinet company, a manufacturer. I called them up, I said, "Hello." I said, "I'm looking to speak to, I said, "Hello, my name is Lisa Lee Urban Lang." I said, "I'm calling, who do I speak to about your advertising? Who's the owner? Would that be you?" She goes, "Who's calling?" She says, where are you calling? She said, I said, this is your website. I said, who do I speak to about your advertising? She said, over at the U. She says, and who is this? I'm like, I'm Lisa Wang. She says, where are you from? I said, YLW Consulting. She says, where are you from? I said, YLW Consulting. She goes, where are you from? And I have it on the speaker because I had this theory that I'd be training my husband all the time. So I have it on the speaker so he can hear everything and maybe eventually learn. And it worked. And he's going, he's like, hang up, because she's yelling at me, you know? And I'm like, no, I'm already in it. I'm going to finish this call. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, where are you from? Because I said, I'm working with businesses in the area. And that's what I said. She says, I said, oh, she says, I said, I don't understand. She goes, what town are you from? I'm like, oh, I know the answer. West Milford. That's exactly how I answered her. All of a sudden, it became this very nice conversation. She was like, I was like a kid. Oh, I know the answer. Look, you know, tell me what it is. I just didn't understand the question. And she's getting meaner and meaner. And I turned around, I said, well, and I told the same thing. Well, we work with companies like you to help me leverage advertising. I'd like to know if we can put together something to evaluate. She's like, well, okay, well, yeah, I'll give you a point. I only have a minute, like, to give you the time. I have a couple of questions. I only have a minute. I'm like, oh, that's okay. That's fine. Well, it turns out I start asking her questions and I'm making friends with her. 45 minutes later, we're almost best friends. I went in for the demo. I just about got a hug and a kiss because she was my friend. I will let you know that I did not talk to her about the business until 3 years after, and this was 6 years ago. She just became our business partner 3 months ago. Aww. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. So the point is treat everybody as if they're the owner because you don't know if they are. And how would I know this? I grew up in a house where my mother owned two businesses. I used to go to the store after school, and they used to say, is the owner there? One of them was Rockville Barber Shop, the other one was Pat and Joan's Men's Shop. So they'd walk in and say, is Joan there? She'd say, no. I'd go, Mom, and I'd get hit. My mom was the owner. I learned that owners lie. So I knew this growing up, that they'll say they're not the owner because they get me solicited all the time. So my mother's going, no, no, they're not here. I'm like, yes, you are. Bam. So I already know not to believe that. So I treat everybody like their owners because you just never know, right?
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about calling up a business and walking into a business and ask them how they're doing, ask them how their website's doing, seeing, and your goal is to get the appointment. Okay, and to see if you can set up an appointment, find out what their challenges are, and go for the appointment. I'd like to have like 3 or 4 volunteers if I can, and how am I not going to join us, and we're going to do some role play. And I need to find the mic if I could get up here, yard length, or... because I don't see it. Thank you. I'm going to give them a hand, our volunteers. Writing down businesses all along. I want everybody to think of a business that you want to approach, okay? The basic, you know, business they want to approach. And you can tell me if you want to do it on the phone or in person. Okay? You have a choice. You can be on the phone or in person. And we're going to talk about just calling them up or talking to them and asking them, you know, say hi and how you doing and want to see how their website's doing and our goal is to get the appointment, right? Okay. Now, because we're here now, we want to make sure once we get the appointment, that they can be on the phone and the internet at the same time, and that all the decision makers are present. Right? Okay, awesome. Let's see who we're going to call, or who we're talking to, who you want to call.
I'm on a spot.
Okay, and are you just going to be calling them, or are you walking in?
I would probably call them first.
Okay, ring ring, hello, spot.
Hi, my name is Peter Chow, and I'm with MA Web Center. I was wondering, do you guys have a website or internet website?
No, we don't have a website, but I think one of the people in the shop is working on it.
Oh, okay. So how is the website doing for you guys?
Oh, it's not up yet.
Still not up? Well, you know, the company that I work with, actually, we're able to get the website up really fast, actually. 24 hours, 48 hours.
Really?
So if you'd be interested if I were to be able to put together a free demo for you guys?
Yeah, well, I might be, but I actually have to talk to the owner.
Oh, okay. Well, Is there any way I can reach the owner at this time? Is
Joe! Yeah, I hear you're selling websites.
Yes, hi. Is this the owner, Joe?
Yeah. What can I do for you today? What are you selling?
Well, I'm actually really looking to see if I can help you guys to leverage your advertising dollars to make sure that this is directly online. And we're able to do it in 24 to 48 hours. And I was wondering if I can put together a free demo just to show you what I have.
Well, Sally's kind of working on the site for us right now. She works here.
Oh, I understand that. Now, I understand that you already have someone working on the website for you, but what I wanted to just to show you how we're able to get it up faster and be able to allow you to really put in the e-commerce and leverage a lot of viral marketing tools.
Oh, really? Now, here's what I'm going to share in a coaching client. Sally works for me. You might want her to be part of the demonstration so she can see it, so she can help him look at this. Because then you're not going to discount them because Sally's probably the one that's going to do any of the changes, right? So, and then guess what? Sally is a future business partner. She doesn't know it yet, though. Okay? So, yeah. So, we're going to include Sally. So, get Sally to look at it with her, with him, okay? Okay.
Well, why don't I put together a free demo for you and Sally to both look at? Because perhaps maybe both of you guys can take a look at the solution. You might save more time and be able to give you even more tools to leverage the internet.
Okay, that will be fine. Do you want to come by tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow actually I have something going on. Is it okay if I schedule for tomorrow?
Sure. Sure, what time is it?
How about 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock is good.
I just wanted to make sure that both Sally and Joe will be there because there's a lot of technical things that I don't want to have if we miscommunicate later on. So, with that, we'll be there.
Yeah, that would be okay.
Thank you.
Give him a hand. Excellent. I just want to talk about some clients. Already, I mean, he just said it'll make it easier. They'll get up online faster. You know, already talked about other things like needing e-commerce. So we don't even know if they need e-commerce yet, so that could have been good or bad. We don't know. He didn't ask any questions. You know, and that was the thing, he didn't ask any questions. But the thing where I wanted to coach you on is, you didn't know who you were talking to at the beginning. You might want to qualify as the owner. Because that's really one of the reasons why we don't close as many sites. Is because people are so happy, not that it's not good, to get the appointment, but it wasn't the owner. It was like just, there was somebody working there, and it wasn't the decision maker. So we always want to make sure we're speaking to the right person. So if you start sharing that with them, make sure that they're not calling you and speak to you about your advertising or whatever it is, you know, are you the owner? So we want to make sure we qualify that, okay?
Thank you very much. Great job.
I'm going to give them one more tip. Okay, you give a hand. Okay, here's my last tip. Once you say you have the appointment, I want you to give them your phone number because they don't see you. I want you to give them your phone number. Say, for any reason you cannot make this appointment, I'm gonna schedule you in and I'm gonna set it up with our web specialist. Please let me know so I can fit somebody else in because he's really busy. You know what I'm saying? So he has your number canceled, and I'll call you the day before to confirm.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Give him a hand. Thank you. Okay, come on in.
Hi, my name is Tommy. I'm looking to talk to the owner of the or the supervisor of business where I can talk to the person at the issue and help the business. This is leverage the advertising and marketing money in the business.
Okay. Well, hold on one second. Betty's in the back. Hold on. Good, how are you? Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, are you looking to increase the business, expand our location maybe, or maybe even bigger?
No, right now we're just happy to have the business we have. Things are hard out there. A lot of competition.
Well, then that's our whole reason you need to expose yourself, right?
Yeah, well, we have the site.
But she said you look okay. You do better and okay, especially this time of time.
Well, we hope so. Sure, we're advertising.
Okay. But how are you measuring your advertising? Is it working for you? For every dollar you spend, or you're not measuring it up?
Well, I don't really know.
Okay.
No, my husband takes care of that.
Oh, okay.
You want me to get TK? Hold on. TK! Let me pause for a second. What you're saying is not wrong. It's actually correct. But here's what I'd like you to do. You don't know me yet, and you're selling, but you didn't give me a need. And you did ask some questions, but almost like you needed to create that relationship that I wanted you to tell you my personal business because I don't know you yet. So how about tell them you found the story on the internet and their favorite website. And actually help businesses like them leverage their internet dollars, ask them how they're doing. So you're acknowledging they have one, you store it, so we might have something to help them be better online. You know what I mean? Okay, so we're there. Like, you already saw my site. Now, ask me a question.
They were telling me your website's doing okay, and currently you have, she told me that you were taking care of the advertising, and you are measuring how much your advertising dollars.
Well, we're not really measuring, but we have coupons that come in every so often. We do promotions for the holidays and stuff.
But what I'm trying to ask is, whatever you promotion to do, do you see an increase in business right away, or?
Well, it depends on where we advertise, yeah.
Okay. So you're not just trying to measure. How much do I think you can get more?
Of course, so what?
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now here's where you're going to get caught, because as soon as you start talking about features and stuff, you're already going to be going into pricing and asking numbers. So what do we want to sell?
Free demonstration.
See, this one is
that we demo. I mean, we'll just provide you with a free demonstration, and you could get a package, and if you like it, you can put more information, you can do more other things with that, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I already have the site. I don't know that I see the need, but I'll sit down if it's free.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know, the rest of the time, you know, we're talking about 90% of the dollar, whatever. I want to put in all the questions and answers right on the spot.
Okay.
Perfect.
Now, you're already going to make up the chair page 3 times. You got to close. Good. Okay, see, and that's what happens. Honestly, people oversell. You oversell. You already got the okay. You got the yes. Okay, stop. Don't keep going. So now you're taking up too much time for a business owner, and you'll lose them just for that fact alone, okay? So I said Thursday, wonderful. I said yes. Okay, and all the people are going to be there, right? Okay, I'll see you on Thursday.
Sure.
Thank you. Very good. Give them a hand. That we had a site. He already saw that maybe we could provide a better service. So you did your homework. You didn't know who the owners were, so you needed to make sure, like, you didn't know. Even when you're in a restaurant, chances are they're partners. It's just long hours in a restaurant. It's usually, if it's a marriage, it's a partner. And I have to tell you, there's always two decisions. It's not one. So don't just assume that. So you want to call that. And you really overqualified because my children were there, which is okay. Right? So you want to make sure, and you know that you can really sell in the appointment. Now I know you're techie, so the idea is you fear to fall into that wanting to say too much, and it might hurt you, so you want to just dumb it down. Is that nice way to say it? Just keep it simple with just selling the appointment, and then you'll wow them later. Okay, give them a hand. Thank you. Screen printing also, they do. Okay, awesome. And do you know them?
I do. Actually,
okay, great. So you're going